Thank you. Blessed be the one holy and living God.
Glory to God forever and ever.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son came into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that having this hope, we may purify ourselves as he is pure, that when he comes again with power and great glory, we may be like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from the book of Job. Job said, "Oh, that my words were written down. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that an iron pen with lead they were engraved on a rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And my skin has been thus destroyed, then in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see on my side, and my eye shall behold, and not another." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Prayer, which does not come from lying lips. A reading from the second letter to the Thessalonians. As to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we beg you, brothers and sisters, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as though from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord is already here. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first and the lawless one is revealed, the one destined for destruction. He opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, declaring himself to be God. Do you not remember that I told you these things when I was still with you? But we must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and through belief in the truth. For this purpose he called you through our proclamation of the good news, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by our letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and asked him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and also in the same way, all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die anymore, because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is God not of the dead, but of the living, for to him all of them are alive. The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. All of us, or most of us, perhaps, pretty much subscribe to the notion that if people are good, good things happen. And if people are bad, they're likely to have bad things happen. This is generally the way we raise our kids, our dogs, not our cats, and deal with our friends. And it summarizes a more or less general way of looking at life. And generally, things do pretty much go by those rules, but not always. As theologian Fleming James has pointed out, life is, after all, too big, too passionate, too unpredictable to be confined within the limits of the ordered everyday scheme drawn up by the sages. So what do we do when things do not go according to the scheme? A longtime faithful federal co-worker suddenly finds his job has been eliminated. A respected history teacher finds her position in jeopardy because of a discussion in her class about lynchings of black people following Reconstruction, or the incarceration of people of Japanese ancestry prior to World War II. What about the faithful long-term caregiver who is picked up off the street by ICE, or our trans friend who is not able to board an airplane to travel to visit a distant family member who is ill? Or perhaps even most dreaded, the biopsy that returns positive and the unexpected illness or death of one too young. These are all good people. They're our friends, our neighbors, people we know and love and respect. And suddenly we feel betrayed, unmoored, angry. As ethicist and theologian Cornelius Plantinga has said, it's not the way it's supposed to be. These and a million others pose one of the most vexing questions we confront as human beings and as Christians. If God is good, and God is all-powerful, how can bad things happen? The theologians have a long word for it. It's called a theodicy. This morning we hear the story of Job. Job, the guy whose name is synonymous with all those whose luck has just run out. Job may not have been a real person, but his situation is very real. Job, it turns out, is a really good guy. He's happily married, he has a bunch of wonderful kids, and he's a very successful landowner, and he owns lots of cows and sheep and goats and camels. He's active in his community. He lives in a big, beautiful house. He's wealthy, and best of all, he really loves God. He observes all the righteous and religious rituals that we expect of an upstanding worshiper, and God really likes him. But a questionable bet emerges out of a conversation between God and Satan. Satan claims that the only reason Job loves God so much is because of all the good things that God gives him, year after year after year. The bet? Take away all his perks, and he will curse you to your face. And God's response, you're on. Go ahead. Do whatever you want to do. But don't kill him. And so Job's troubles begin. One after another, servants run up to him and tell him the news of awful disasters. All his livestock has been slaughtered, and those still alive have been taken away. And all the herders have been killed. Another one runs up to him and tells him that something like a tornado has hit the house where all of Job's children were having a party, and the house collapses and they're all killed. But even that isn't all. The final blow. Job is stricken with a horrible, disgusting disease and is covered from head to toe with sores that itch so intensely that he is driven to the point of desperation and throws himself onto a pile of garbage and scratches away at his itching with a piece of broken pottery. His situation is so terrible that he even curses the day he was born. He simply can't understand how all this is happening, since his relationship with God has been so close, and he feels utterly betrayed. But he still has three good friends. And his friends get together and decide they will go and visit with him. They do. They come and see him sitting on the brush pile, but they have nothing to say. And they simply sit there in silence, which is valuable in itself to be with someone who is mourning. But after a while, they can't stand it any longer. Eventually, they get to thinking and they fall into that old trap, Job must have done something bad. Something terribly wrong, or this calamity would not have come upon him. And they begin, one after another, as many of us probably would, to give him advice. Lots and lots and lots of long-winded advice. Job, they say, you just have to suss out what evil you've done, because you have most certainly brought this on yourself. You need to repent. Job is having none of it. Repent of what? He's done nothing amiss. He's been faithful to God. The situation goes on so long that even Job's wife can no longer stand to see him suffer. And she cries out and begs him, curse God and die. But in the midst of all his suffering and his friends' false advice, even in the face of his wife's plea, Job still hangs on to his faith, and he proclaims the words that we heard earlier this morning. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, then in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see on my side, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. Why do bad things happen to good people? Why does evil sometimes seem to have the upper hand? None of us can penetrate that mystery or give any logical or satisfactory answer. And this brings us to the point of decision. despair and guilt, or struggling faith and trust in the constancy of God's presence, God's love, God's goodness, no matter what. And that decision will come inevitably to virtually all of us. Perhaps we can only ponder those words of Job and claim them for ourselves. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, then in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see on my side, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Please rise as you are able, and we'll confess our faith together in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. On the he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His people will have no end. We believe in one Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the church and for the world.
Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. We pray for St. Martin's clergy, staff, and ministry leaders. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. We pray for the passage of local, state, and federal laws that will strengthen and protect our communities, treating everyone as children of God. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. We pray for reconciliation with the earth and all God's creatures, and we recommit to working for peace with creation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. We give thanks for the clergy and lay delegates who represented St. Martin's at the annual Diocese of Northern California Convention in Redding this weekend. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list. We also pray for the people of Jamaica and all those affected by Hurricane Melissa. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, grant that your people may have in them the same mind that was in Christ Jesus, and guide us into harmony of relationship through loving kindness and the wise use of all that you have given. For you are drawing all things into communion with you and with each other by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned
against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through the grace of Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. And the peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Go ahead and offer each other a sign of peace.
I'm Jim Jordan, your vestry member, to tell you sort of what's going on today and in the coming weeks. Much of what we're involved with today is called formation, and it starts with the young people. Reverend Debbie's second Sunday youth liturgy of the word is an exploration of the gospel reading for the day. That's for middle schoolers and high schoolers. Godly play is for TK through sixth grade. That's over in the classroom buildings. And of course, we have a nursery, and we also have, to which I'm delighted to say, we have younger people also up here in the congregation. For adults, later today, Reverend Pamela will be leading a confirmation and inquiries class. Class is for anyone and everyone who's interested, but it's designed for those who are considering being confirmed or received when Bishop Megan visits us on December 7th. In the next weeks, we'll have information about another formation opportunity. Education for Ministry will start in January. Turning to the second major theme in our announcements today, outreach. St. Martin's parishioners from Jamaica tell us that there is great need for both prayer and Hurricane Melissa relief. If you'd like to donate, look in the yellow page there, and you'll find the website for Episcopal Relief and Development, and the money they collect goes straight to the diocese in Jamaica and to their work there. There are also many ways you can help with the local needs for food relief. The Thanksgiving Project is supported by our Social Justice and Outreach Committee. That project provides grocery store gift cards to community members in need during the holidays. It's focused on families with school-age children, on undocumented UC Davis students, and on seniors. And again, look at the yellow sheet and you'll see ways that you can donate to help that project along. Volunteers are needed to give of their time to be the welcoming face of St. Martin's at one of the three weekly DCMH meals in our parish hall. We're asking for one day per month and volunteers for that. Finally, each Sunday we collect non-perishable food. There's a basket in the back in the narthex. Those collections go to local food pantries, and today's collection is going to CA House, which is a multi-faith student living community over at UC Davis. We'll also deliver, or the group that's in charge of this, will deliver toiletries to the belfry this afternoon. Looking ahead, next Sunday is the feast of St. Martin of Tours, our patron saint. Our patron saint is also the patron saint of geese. Now, you'll want to come next Sunday to find out all the legends that contribute to that. On Wednesday the 19th, there will be a service at 6 o'clock. There'll be a service here and an optional labyrinth walk for the Trans Day of Remembrance. We're coming up on Advent, and the back page of your bulletin tells you all about the special services and the special activities of that time. One final note, we're putting together a photo directory of the people of St. Martin so that we can get a stronger sense of the community to which we belong. Gabe is going to be outside taking pictures. This is the last time for you all to be part of that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jim. I wonder what milestones and celebrations we have. Deacon Margaret,
We have. Quite a few people have had or are about to have birthdays. So these are the ones that I've heard about, but there might be some more out there, I'm thinking. So please raise a hand if I miss you. So last week, Elise Keddy and Suzanne Jubenbill celebrated birthdays. This coming week, John Dolan, Bob Holm, Jonathan Hom Willits, and Emiliano Mateo are celebrating birthdays, and I wonder if there might be some more birthdays out there that we should celebrate.
Yes. It was yesterday?
Yay.
Happy birthday.
Happy
Did you
birthday,
get to do something
Josie?
Fun? You got your ears pierced?
Ooh.
Congratulations. Anyone else get their ears pierced or have a birthday? Yes, dear. Oh, thank you. Okay, well, seeing none, I will invite you to join me on page 5 with our prayer for celebrations and milestones. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in marking Veterans Day, which is of course coming up this week, I invite you to join me with the two following prayers. Lord God Almighty, who has made all the peoples of the earth for your glory, to serve you in freedom and in peace, give to the people of our nation a zeal for justice and the strength of forbearance, that we may use our liberty in accordance with your gracious will, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, whose Son took upon himself the afflictions of your people, regard with your tender compassion those suffering from anxiety, depression, or mental illness, especially veterans of the armed forces. Bear their sorrows and their cares. Supply all their needs. Help them to put their whole trust and confidence in you, and restore them to strength of mind and cheerfulness of spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Randy, really quickly, could you maybe review for us how we do communion?
I can. So, in just a few minutes, we're going to have communion. And if you are new to St. Martin's, we're so glad you're here. And as a matter of fact, I've gotten a little ahead of myself with announcing the offering. But if you would raise a hand, we won't embarrass you or anything, but we'd love to give you a goodie bag with some things in it. As far as communion goes, the instructions, all are welcome at the table of Christ here at St. Martin's. If you would like to come forward to receive communion, we will file up as the ushers go back. We come up. We come around the altar rail, starting at the back and fill in to the front, and we will make our way providing communion. You have the option to simply receive the bread and take the bread and then receive the cup and drink the cup, or not. You can have one or the other. Or you can do what's called intinction, which means if you're not comfortable drinking from the cup, you could then choose to hold on to the bread and simply dip it when the time comes. If you want to come forward and participate and aren't sure about the communion thing, you're always welcome to just cross your arms. That's a signal to us that you'd rather just a simple blessing, and that's just fine. Okay. Did I miss anything? You sure? Okay. The priest will, yes. Yes. She's great, huh? I need you to follow me through all of life and just be like, no, you don't need to do that. Stop. Okay, and with that, now we walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself an offering and a sacrifice to God. Thank you. Be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
All thanks and praise are yours at all times and in all places, our true and loving God, through Jesus Christ, your eternal Word, the wisdom from on high by whom you created all things. You laid the foundations of the world and enclosed the sea when it burst out from the womb. You brought forth all creatures of the earth and gave breath to humankind. Wondrous are you, Holy One of blessing. All you create is a sign of hope for our journey. And so as the morning stars sing your praises, we join the heavenly beings and all creation as we shout with joy. And honor are yours, Creator of all. Your word has never been silent. You called a people to yourself, As a light to the nations, you delivered them from bondage and led them to a land of promise. Of your grace, you gave Jesus to be human, to share our life, to proclaim the coming of your holy reign, and give himself for us a fragrant offering. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, you have freed us from sin, brought us into your life, reconciled us to you, and restored us to the glory you intend for us. We thank you that on the night before he died for us, Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it, and he gave it to his friends, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, said the blessing, and gave it to his friends, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." And so we remember all that was done for us, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection and ascension, longing for Christ's coming in glory and presenting to you these gifts your earth has formed and the human hands have made. We acclaim you, O Christ. Dying, you destroyed death. Rising, you restored our life. Christ Jesus, come in glory. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and these gifts of bread and wine, that they may be to us the body and blood of your Christ. Grant that we, burning with your Spirit's power, may be a people of hope, justice, and love. Giver of life, draw us together in the body of Christ, and in the fullness of time, gather us with Blessed Martin and all your people into the joy of our true eternal home. Through Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, we worship you, our God and Creator, in voices of unending praise. Blessed are you now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we now say, first in Spanish and then in English, Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestros ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos deje caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with the spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. The wisdom of God, the love of God, and the grace of God strengthen you to be Christ's hands and heart in the world, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and always.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.